Let's be real for a second. These days, many of us live in a world of excess, where more is definitely better. We heap our plates full with seconds when we're already full, overstuff a drawer with t-shirts we'll never wear again, and ensure that we own at least 20 mugs. I know, each of those mugs serves a very specific purpose. Often we apply this more is more principle to our professional lives too. Clocking in at the crack of dawn and logging off only when our eyelids can't stay open anymore are often heralded as hallmarks of star employees. But I have news for you. This type of lifestyle is not necessary for success, growth, or job satisfaction. In fact, I'd argue that it can actually hurt you, but that's a story for a different day. The main message here is, you can be the apple of your manager's eye, even if you don't make working overtime a habit. Provided, of course, that when you're in the office, you're kicking ass, completing everything assigned and turning it in on time. Ready to start leaving before dinner time? I recommend making these three things habits. 1. Stay engaged. I used to bring my laptop to every single meeting, and without a doubt, I'd spend the entire time answering emails, surfing random sites, and chatting with friends. Now that I work in an office where this isn't the norm, I realize just how annoying it is. A surefire way to signal that you don't care about your job or your teammates, even if that isn't necessarily true, is to spend your time with them with your eyes glued to a screen. Instead, be present in meetings and all other conversations you have. Ask questions, provide helpful feedback and context, and flex those active listening muscles. And yes, this applies to remote workers too. Working off-site doesn't mean you're off the hook when it comes to communication. If anything, you'll probably need to make a bit more of an effort, but it's worth it if it means you're staying in the loop and others are too. 2, know when to say yes and when to say no. Lending a colleague a hand or volunteering to take the lead on a new project are invaluable characteristics. And there's an added bonus if you can anticipate needs and offer your services before someone needs to ask. It'll show that you're a go-getter, a team player, and someone who wants to learn and grow. It's a big plus for a supervisor if his staff isn't constantly muttering, "That's not my job." But this doesn't in any way mean you should be a yes person. It's also crucial to know when and how to turn down requests for help, new assignments, and so forth. Putting too much on your plate is a recipe for becoming severely overwhelmed. You may start producing shoddy work or missing deadlines completely, and, well, neither of those are invaluable characteristics. The key is knowing not just how much you can fit on your plate, but how much you can execute at a high-quality rate. So if you're at the point in which you can feel yourself starting to slip, say no. Not comfortable with saying no? This strategy will help. 3, check in with your boss regularly. In each position I've had, my manager and I met regularly. And I admit these times weren't always helpful. Sometimes it was because my supervisor always canceled them. Thanks. But other times it was because I just wanted it to be over as quickly as possible, so I didn't say much. That was a mistake. This one-on-one time is so important. It's your time to update her on your progress, ask for help, discuss career goals, and get to know each other a little bit better. Taking these meetings seriously will reassure your boss that you are, in fact, doing what you're supposed to be doing, and it will also signal that you care. And caring is a big part of being a good employee. If you're stumped about what to talk about in a one-on-one meeting, these questions may help you get started. And hey, if you don't have regular time like this on your calendar, I highly recommend requesting it. Yes, there will be occasions in which you need to put in a little extra time, but that doesn't have to be an ongoing theme in your life. I'm here to tell you that you can be a rock star employee and live a life outside of work. This article was posted by Abby Wolf, The Muse.